Thank you. I've done it where I've just clicked it to my belt before now, and then I was doing an old age worship somewhere, so I was up and about and everything, and it fell off halfway through service. Is that all right? Yes. I never know where the right place to put it is.
Good afternoon. Lovely to be here. Great is our God and worthy of praise. God's goodness knows no limit. God's faithfulness toward us is boundless. Let's open by singing How Great Thou Art.
To thee, how great thou art, come with shouts of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart until I come in humble adoration and to proclaim, my God, how great thou art. My soul, my Saviour, come to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Saviour, come to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Changed a hymn and forgot to change my order of service, and then I didn't know the number. Let us pray. Father, we praise you that when we are weak, we can rely on your strength. When we are poor in spirit, you fill us with joy. When we are empty, you flood our lives with peace. When we are hurting, you hold us in your care. When we are lost, or are losing our way, you find us and welcome us home. When we are in the wrong, you love us still. When we are breaking or broken, you make us whole. We thank you that when we turn our backs on you and your will for us, filled with selfishness and sin, you sent Christ to live our life and to die in our place. We give thanks that no matter what we face or what we are trying to cope with, we are not alone. That we can call out to you again and again, and you will hear us. Father, forgive us, that though we know all this, we so easily fall and have to return to you. That we take advantage of your grace, knowing we will be forgiven. Give us the strength to begin again with you. Amen. Let us pray the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against you, and forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we can always trust in and depend on you. Out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give our offerings, and with them we worship you and give our whole selves to you, for your kingdom and your glory. Amen. We'll now sing hymn number 481, The Lord's My Shepherd.
Makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me up the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me on. He guides my ways in righteousness, for your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, will not fear the evil one, for you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me
home. You shall now hear our reading from John chapter 10.
The reading is from John chapter 10 and starting at verse 10 to 18. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Amen.
We'll sing hymn number 641. When circumstances make my life too hard to understand, no doubt or fear, nor pain or strife can snatch me from God's hand.
Circumstances make my life too hard. Strife
Our reading this morning starts with Jesus saying, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." What does having a full life mean to you? What does that look like? It is about having the things you want in life. Many of us can probably tell stories about times in our life when there was something we really wanted and we worked really hard to get it. And then when we got what we wanted, it didn't do what we thought it would. It didn't fulfill or satisfy. I did a service for a parade at Gawsworth, where I preached on the road to Emmaus. As part of that, my mum, who was staying with me at the time, gave her testimony about how she became a Christian. That story begins with her troubles as a student nurse, something she had wanted to do since she was very young. She was close to fulfilling that dream, but knowing what she knows now, would she have been fulfilled if she had not invited Jesus into her life? She describes her life with Christ as richer and fuller than she ever dreamed possible. To have life and to the full with Christ is not about having more stuff, or having exactly what we want, or getting something we don't have, but living more fully into what is already there. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I wanted this message to set the tone for today's passage about the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, and he does this so that we may have life and have it to the full. It is impossible to preach on the Good Shepherd without talking about sheep and shepherds. The image of God as our shepherd and Jesus as our Good Shepherd is a familiar one. Psalm 23, which we sung rather than heard today, is one of our most well-known and beloved psalms. One commentator described it as the John 3:16 of the Old Testament. Why is the sheep and shepherd analogy so helpful to us? In biblical times, everyone more than likely knew a shepherd. It was a familiar thing, the way a shepherd cares for his flock. But in this modern world, how familiar is that to most people? I have this view of sheep, that they are especially needy animals who need a lot of care and attention, and they often get themselves into a lot of bother and are easily lost. What's interesting is I have that view of sheep not because I know anything whatsoever about sheep, but because of Scripture. The parable of the lost sheep, for example. In Matthew 9:36, the script says, When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. With that in mind, I did some research, and I typed into Google, why do sheep need a shepherd? Sheep need shepherds, according to the website, for the following reasons: to protect against predators, to provide food, protection from other sheep due to infighting for food, protection against adverse weather, against bugs, against poisons, and my personal favourite, bad decisions. From that website, sometimes sheep have an amazing ability to make some fairly poor decisions that can result in their own injury or death. This could be wandering off from the flock, getting stuck in a fence, or even something simple as laying down wrong. A shepherd's job is to reduce the chances that a sheep will make these bad decisions by making the area as sheep-proof as possible. While no farm is perfect, a sheep can always find new ways to surprise you. A shepherd will learn to minimize the opportunities for sheep to make bad decisions. So it turns out that my initial view of sheep may not have been that far off the mark. How often do we get ourselves into trouble and can't find our way out without God? How often do we wander from the flock and struggle to find our way back home? Much of what a sheep needs a shepherd for is covered in Psalm 23. Care, provision, protection, and reducing our opportunity to make bad decisions. The good shepherd does not only this, but laid down his life for us, that we may have life to the full. In the past, when I have heard the story of the good shepherd, I have immediately thought of Jesus. But now I ask, could it be more than that? Could you be the good shepherd? Could I be the good shepherd? Who have been good shepherds to you in your life? I don't ask these questions to take away from Jesus, nor diminish what he did for us in his sacrifice on the cross, but to expand and extend his presence. Acts 20, verse 28 says, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." We are called to do the work for him now. Think about what Psalm 23 says about the role of the shepherd. What does the shepherd do? He leads and guides. He revives, protects. The companion. The shepherd nourishes and feeds. The shepherd sets a table of welcome and hospitality in the difficult places of life. When have you experienced that in your lives? Have you ever had someone guide you, who has fed and nourished your soul? Have you ever had someone companion you through the valleys and dark times of life? Have you ever had someone say or do just the right thing at just the right moment, and it has revived your soul when you just couldn't do it for yourself? Has someone ever set a table and welcomed you? When my mum decided to attend a church service, having questions after losing a patient, there were two ladies there who, on hearing she had skipped a meal in order to attend the service, invited her home and made her bacon and egg and chips. That she still remembers that to this day, and that as a result of that she joined that church and became a Christian, shows the impact of that act of hospitality and welcome. Would we not describe these people in our lives as good shepherds? Have there been times when you've done something for someone else? That you set the table, you were the guide, you were the companion, you were the reviver? I think this happens in all sorts of ways. When we love our families, when we care for a sick or dying friend. It happens when we lend an ear to someone who says, "I just need to talk to someone." It happens when we lend an ear to someone when we pick up the phone and check in with someone and ask if they need help. It happens when we take the time to visit someone who may be lonely. It happens when we stop to help a stranger in the street. It happens any time we give of ourselves in order to help someone else. I'm betting every one of us has shepherded someone else, and there have been times in our lives when someone else has shepherded us. My mum's story teaches me that we can never underestimate the power and impact of even a small act of kindness or hospitality or compassion that can have on someone else's life. My mum went to that church service looking for answers, for solace, for peace. What she found was Christ's love in action. And it was that act of hospitality and care that compelled her to return the following week, which led her to going on the weekend away, and ultimately led to inviting Christ into her life. while she had what I would call a spiritual experience at the time, where the weight was lifted from her shoulders and she was filled with joy. It was the acts of others that she has met and continues to meet on her journey that have cemented her life in Christ, brought her home when she became lost, have helped her live her life in Christ to the fullest. Jesus came that we may have life and have it to the full. He is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep, who knows his sheep and his sheep know him, who has other sheep that have not of this sheep one, but who will be brought to him also. The reality is that though Jesus is risen and alive, it is through us that he is seen and known. I finish with words of Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on this earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hand with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Amen. I'm going to play a short piece of music for reflection. Let us sing hymn number 524. Listen, God, listening, God, you hear us when we cannot speak.
Bye.
Now we come to our prayers of intercession. When I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, will you respond with the words, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Father of all, we give thanks for the risen Lord, the good shepherd who seeks and saves all who are lost. We pray for all those walking in darkness at this time, all whose lives are hard, all those who have wandered away from you, and those doubting their faith. May they hear your voice as you call them back. May they know your love and protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the work of your church, and the people it reaches, for the people you have called us to love and to shepherd. We pray for this church and for other local churches. May you strengthen, encourage, and guide us, that we may do the same for others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember and give thanks for those who have protected and guided us, for those who have companioned us, especially those who have played a part in bringing us to faith in you. We pray for those who have supported us in times of need, those who have stayed with us in times of darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are ill or distressed, for the lonely and bereaved. We pray for those suffering with mental illness, those hurts we can't see but are visible to you. We bring you those who are known to us and those whose names we do not know, but you know them, Lord, as you know all of us. In the silence, we bring those people, places, and situations that are on our hearts this afternoon. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. During the week ahead, may we hear your voice, the voice of our good shepherd, and willingly follow you. May we answer your call to care for your flock, to show your self-sacrificing love to others, as our hearts and minds grow to be more like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We close with hymn 672. Where can we find you, Lord Jesus, our Master? Let us end with the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.